Welcome back to the Al Franken Show. We're joined by Richard Bradley. He is the political editor of Plenty Magazine, and he joins us from New York City. What's Plenty Magazine?
Plenty Magazine is an environmental magazine that is devoted to politics and lifestyle. I think it's an environmental magazine for people who may be new to environmental issues, maybe not for the purists. It's an environmental lifestyle magazine. People can check it out at plentymag.com.
Okay. You've put together sort of an Earth 06 election guide. Is that right?
That's right. We looked at what we thought were the most important congressional races. We did a timeline of the Bush environmental record because, you know, people say the Bush environmental record is the worst in history, but then it's actually kind of useful to have an actual chart.
Right.
What the president has done or not.
Yeah.
We just want people to be able to back up what they say. You know, a map of environmental issues around the country. And I did an interview with Sherwood Bullard, who's about the only, well, not the only, there are about 15 or 20 Republicans in Congress who you could say are pretty good on environmental issues, and he's one of them.
Right. Yeah, and he's been very identified with that. And he is a Republican, and there is some bipartisanship on this. But by and large, and he admits it too in the interview which I read, that Republicans are not as good on the environment almost uniformly, and certainly that this president has been bad on it. And there are some real stinkers. And I'd love to go into some of them because one of them is Richard Pombo. In California, and he's running, and he's in a very, very close race, running against Jerry McInerney.
Richard Pombo is a guy who's pretty much on every environmental group's list of races that they really want to win and are pouring resources into. He's the chairman of the House Resources Committee and has been, I think, the most anti-environmental member of Congress, you know, in this decade, clearly. He's, I think, best known for trying to gut the Endangered Species Act. He's pro-oil drilling.
And on the Endangered Species Act, he's one thing that I think Democrats are beginning to understand is that there is an alliance between hunters and anglers and environmentalists.
Yeah.
And this guy is for destroying habitat. Because I know one thing about hunters, that they like killing animals. And
they need trees and things to do that.
Yeah, they need animals, and animals need the trees. And, you know, I think hunting is a fine thing. And I think there's you need wetlands for birds. You need, you should be careful. You shouldn't shoot friends in the face, but... this guy is terrible for hunters.
You know, Plenty is a nonpartisan magazine, and I'll tell you, honestly, as a political editor, this is not easy to be when it comes to the environment. And there are Republicans who get this. There's actually a group called Republicans for Environmental Protection. We've written about them, and I think what I said is that they're not exactly, you know, the Chamber of Commerce or the NRA in terms of how much power they have within the Republican Party. But they say what you're saying. Look, Teddy Roosevelt, the Republican, was the first great conservationist. But Richard Pombo is not a great conservationist. And he might well lose. And the environment is part of that.
You know, it's one interesting thing with Bullard, because you asked him in that interview about Pombo, I think about Pombo, and about, do you want him to lose because you care about the environment? And he said, no, I want a Republican majority. And I feel the same way. If Sherman Bullard were running, I'd want him to lose because I want... So, Sherman, right back at you, buddy. Because... What's good for the environment is a majority, is a Democratic majority. But we might as well, you're nonpartisan, and let's identify just some of the worst people. But Pombo is probably it, right?
Yeah.
And at least Pombo, in terms of running.
Far and away.
Okay.
Sure. Well, you know, in your own state there, you have Mark Kennedy.
Right.
who has been a big supporter of the president on the environment. He wants to make it easier for states to open ocean waters to oil drilling.
Mm-hmm.
He has been supportive of Pombo's stance on the Endangered Species Act.
That's the one I really object to the most, yeah.
You know, pretty much every race we highlighted here features a Republican who's not good on the environment and a Democrat who is talking about things like energy issues, of course.
Amy Klobuchar, who's running against him, is very big on energy issues. Although, what's interesting is you'll see, like Kennedy ran an ad saying, not mentioning, by the way, that he was a Republican or a congressman, saying that his plan for energy to get prices lower at the pump is to take the tax breaks that went to the oil companies in the 1995 energy bill and use them for alternative energies, right? Except that he voted for those tax breaks, you know? And it's amazing now that they're catching on a little bit, right? So you must watch these debates, do you, on C-SPAN like I do?
I do.
Okay, and you must watch the Conrad Burns and the Jim Talents talk about, hey, I voted for this energy bill, which includes money for biodiesel, and that's going to help our farmers, except that it's so little, and they actually also voted for the part that really is about helping the oil companies.
Or in the case of someone like Dick Lugar from Indiana, who has been a big advocate of biodiesel stuff, it's primarily about helping home state farmers. So you watch these guys, and the fact is they just don't have credibility on it. You can tell they're not particularly fluent on these issues. I mean, Conrad Burns is not going to convince anyone that he's a big environmentalist.
Right. Okay, well, I mean, oil companies have given... I mean, that's another thing, is to watch the money, right?
Yeah. Oil companies have given $500,000 to Conrad Burns over the course of his career. And that's a lot of money, and that makes a difference. And you can't suddenly, 3 to 6 months before an election, start saying, well, actually, I've been compiling a record for supporting alternative energy for, well, at least weeks now.
And what's funny about this is, $500,000, that's a lot of money in campaigns. But for Exxon...
Especially in Montana.
But for Exxon, it's nothing. They had over $10 billion profit. And
it's
so
money
what you,
well spent.
It's money so well spent because they get multi-billion dollar tax breaks. Now, and this is... these Republicans tend to... during election time, call themselves environmentalists. And, you got to do some kind of, actual fact check on this. Take Rick Santorum.
Yeah, please. Can you?
Please. He calls himself, a practical environmentalist?
A practical environmentalist.
Mm-hmm. What does that mean?
It means someone who calls himself an environmentalist around election time.
Right. That's practical.
Yeah, that's very practical. the interesting thing, Al, is that these guys are realizing that this is an important issue for voters in both parties. And, every time an election rolls around, people say, well, no one votes on the environment. It's this time it ranks below people's concerns behind Iraq and the corrupt Congress and dislike of Bush. But it's a factor. And when people are starting to get concerned about global warming, about overfishing, about hurricanes, and they are starting to make that connection between the environment and economic bread and butter issues. In Georgia, yesterday, I think, maybe 2 days ago, the Ford plant that makes Ford Tauruses closed down. And why is that? Because Ford was so far behind on making cars that get good gas mileage.
Right, we're now learning that economically paying attention to this is in the long run going to really help. I think maybe the dumbest thing that Bush said is that adhering to Kyoto would be ruinous to our economy. And evidently there's I mean,
the dumbest thing is a tough one.
Well, no, it's a high bar. It's a high bar.
But you know what else has been interesting is to see the way that Bush has almost become irrelevant on this issue because everybody else is taking action on it. I mean, you look at, for example, the private sector. They get it. General Electric is now touting all of its efforts to do things in a green way and saying that their new slogan is green is green, meaning that they can make money off this stuff.
Right.
In that sense, you know, the private sector is getting on board the environmental bandwagon in a way that the White House and congressional Republicans are not.
Sir Nicholas Stern, a former chief economist with the World Bank, will warn the governments, this is come from The Guardian in the UK, the governments need to tackle the problem head-on of global warming by cutting emissions or face economic ruin. The findings due to be released on Monday will turn economic argument about global warming on its head by insisting that fighting global warming will save industrial nations money. The U.S. refused to join the Kyoto Protocol, the international agreement on greenhouse gases emissions, because George Bush said it would harm the economy. Well, it turns out that if we don't do anything, that'll be ruinous to our economy. So,
and that makes perfect sense. You know, one of the things we looked at in this issue of Plenty is the Gore factor. I mean, Gore was all over the place this year, and at least I think talking on this issue, people did not particularly see him as a partisan figure. I was speaking the other day with someone who works at Walmart, an executive at Walmart in charge of their sustainability program. He said that Gore gave a speech at Walmart headquarters, which is kind of an unlikely place for Al Gore, and got something like 2,000 people and got multiple standing ovations. And this is not what you'd call a traditionally lefty, tree-hugging crowd.
Yeah, this is not a left-right issue. This is a moral issue. This is a common sense issue, which is, you know, what do we, if the planet heats up, and we, you know, we're going to have Katrinas all over the place. It's going to be devastating to our economy. Richard, thank you so much.
My pleasure, Al. Thanks so much.
Richard Bradley, political editor of Plenty Magazine. Good talking to you.
Likewise.
Okay. We'll come back. I want to talk a little bit about just some incredible negative advertising that's coming out of the Republican Party. This cycle, it's gotten to be as vicious as it gets. We'll be right back with the Al Franken Show.